Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
You know, Pete was growing the church and I was growing the family because we had 3 kids in 5 years. And I think what we had to watch out for in that season is that because you know, I say he was growing the church and I was growing the family, we started living parallel lives. So we're both moving forward. We're moving forward side by side, but we're sure not moving forward together. So we had to really come to a point about 8 or 9 years ago where we were like, hey, we love this church that God has called us to, but we love our family more. So let's make some changes and figure out how can we do both the church thing and the family thing really well and be able to draw some boundaries and set some healthy expectations for what we thought time management looked like between the church and the family obviously coming first. And that was probably the biggest turning point for us to be able to think, we love our family and we're enjoying getting to do the church, to be able to put them in that order and share that like-mindedness of what it took to, you know, grow a healthy church. We never, it's so funny, lots of opinions are given of big churches, and Pete and I never set out to have a huge church. We just set out to have a healthy church, you know. We just set out to really have biblical values and to help people come into an individual relationship with Christ. And, you know, it's kind of like my kids. My kids are healthy. They're growing. I can't stop them from growing when they're healthy. And they're, you know, we didn't set out to have a big church. It's just been part of it. But we're very, very honored that God allowed us to be part of his journey that we call Crosspoint.
I'm sure that, in the ministry Leading and Loving It, that you have opportunity to talk to maybe a lot of other women leaders in ministry or pastors' wives who maybe have a smile on their face, you know, but they're not loving it. And, of course, we know that pastoral discouragement is, if the statistics are true, I mean, there's a lot of pastors, you know, bailing and lots of challenges. So, do you have some encouragement for the maybe the wife especially whose husband feels like that parallel track thing going on?
Yeah. You know what? That's probably the statistic that fires me up more than anything, is that the number one reason a pastor leaves his church is because his wife is unhappy. So for us at Leading and Loving It, when we think, how can we make the biggest impact for Christ, it is, you know what? If you have a healthy wife, that bleeds over to help create a healthy marriage, which bleeds over into a healthy congregation, which is ultimately God's church. You know, what can we do to help make the church a healthy place? And, you know, for wives, I think if you're really unhappy, it's okay to get help. I feel like people, there's such a stigma attached to counseling, and there's such a stigma attached to counseling when you're the pastor's wife. And what if I show up for the counseling and there's somebody from our church sitting in the lobby? And, you know, we've all done it. But I think you can't not get help.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.